Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:12 British summertime. Well, this has been another very interesting day in here, particularly for the commodity markets. The oil price is up 79 cents right now. It's at 77.10, so that's really quite firm in here. But natural gas is up 61 cents. It's up at 7.77. So, provided it holds the low that it's put in over the last couple of days, we're going to see a higher low put in here, which is really quite important. It's the first element of a new uptrend here. And once we had that higher high, now we've had a higher low, that does look like we could be on the verge of breaking up out of this base, which is quite important. And of course, there's a lot of supply out there, and the supply is always the highest at the top of the market, sorry, at the bottom of the market, excuse me. But there's also the fact that because you have oil going up so high and staying up there for so long, that the cause and the argument indeed for substitution between oil and natural gas is quite strong. So that must surely be an impact on the market at these levels. But that natural gas price is looking quite firm. There is an inventory report coming out tomorrow. Rumors are that there was a drawdown last week on reserves, which is only the second time ever during the summer period. But we'll find out tomorrow. I'm not at all sure that that is the reason that you've had quite so big a rally in the last couple of days. I'm thinking about adding to my Hugoton Realty position, but I think I'll wait until tomorrow before I do that. Likewise with the coffee price. That's Robusta coffee is at 14.50, or closed at 14.50 today. That's up 56 points, and that really does look like it's breaking up from lateral resistance around the 1300 level. And when you look at that monthly chart I posted in the interesting chart section today, you'll see that it really could go up quite significantly from here because it looks like it's only really now just breaking up from a long base. They reckon that the Vietnamese crop has failed for this term, and they're not going to be able to harvest until November, which means that there's going to be a supply deficit for the next couple of months, and that's probably going to impact the price quite significantly. Looking at some of these other commodities, copper is up 11.30 in here. It's at 3.71, so that's starting to look a bit more positive in here, and definitely looking positive in the overall consolidation. Silver is up 33, it's at 12.59. It has been as high as 12.65, and that is looking very strong in there. Again, that is within a medium-term correction, but definitely looking much stronger right now and very positive. Gold continues to consolidate around this 650 level, but is starting to look more positive within it, and I wouldn't be at all surprised to see that move up out of there. And I think I'm debating with myself whether I'm going to increase my silver position or take out a gold position. I'll do one or the other, or possibly both, but I'll make my mind up tomorrow morning. Looking at the currency markets, the euro is currently up 51 points. It's at 128.84. So you're getting a little bit of dollar weakness creeping, or further dollar weakness creeping in here, and that's on the back of that rate decision yesterday. And it looks like the Fed are willing to pause, and they're holding off on any further interest rates and going to see what happens with the slowdown in the economy and whether that's going to impact inflation. We'll see whether that is going to have the desired effect or not. But with these continuing high commodity and energy prices, they will eventually feed into the inflationary cycle, and we'll see whether the Fed raise in their next couple of meetings. This being a time where there's a good potential that we're going to see another downdraft at some point in the next 6 or 7 weeks. It'll be interesting whether they will then move to support the markets. But right now, the equity markets are looking quite firm. The Nasdaq is up 17.5 right now. It's at 15.10. It's been as high as 15.25 earlier on today. And while that is a reasonably large percentage move, so it's up 1.1% right now on the composite, doesn't look like an awful lot on the chart, and the Nasdaq has been the lagger of the developed markets over the course of this console of this correction, medium-term correction. The Dow Jones is down 15 and the S&P is up 4. So really quite steady in here, and taking the news that really just displays to us that the Fed pause was very much priced into the US markets, and we can say pretty much the same for the Treasury markets. Treasuries are at 108.22 in here. More importantly, in the European markets, because they have really greeted the news here quite well, and particularly because you have this good earnings news coming out today. Cisco had very good earnings, so did Disney, and that was greeted very well, particularly by the Nasdaq with Cisco. But in Europe, you have the CAC was up over 1% today, and the DAX is up 0.9%. The FTSE was up 0.73%, and they're all pressuring the top of the consolidations, either those June rally highs or July rally highs, depending on the index. And because they've had these higher lows, and it really does look like we're going to see further higher highs in here as well. What is important is even we can definitely give the benefit of the doubt to the upside, and we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside as long as those July lows hold. In Asia today, there was some pretty significant moves. The Nikkei was quite firm in here at 191, so it's holding up really very well. And the Hang Seng was up 1.75%, nearly 300 points. It's creeping in on that 18,000 level, which is the 2000 high. And when you look at the weekly chart, you can see the progression of rising lows is very firm. Even though it's quite a volatile market and tends to gap around a lot, the upside, we can definitely give the upside the benefit of the doubt up to that 18,000 level, which is really a psychological level, and we'll see whether there's it really poses any significant resistance. On the soft commodities, the grains continue to look weak. Lumber, which has been in a terrific downtrend, was down significantly in here again today, down 710, 265, which over the long term is pulling it back into an area of potential resistance. I'm just putting that longer term chart up now as I speak. One would have expected a little bit of support around this level because it's where the 2005 low was, but we haven't quite seen that, and it really does need an upper dynamic to pull it out of this this quite extensive downtrend. That's definitely one to keep an eye on. But I think the news really at the moment is in oil and natural gas. Oil at 77.30 right now, natural gas at up 64 at 780. Just looking at some of the other industrial commodities, nickel is up 475. It's at 26,375. So still within that broad, within that consolidation above the highs, and just waiting for that next breakout, because that's probably the strongest of the industrial metals, without the shadow of a doubt, really in chart terms. Lead has also been looking quite positive over the last couple of days. It's up 26 in here today at 1209, and zinc, which had been in a backwardation for really quite a long time, has lost that backwardation, but it is up 95 in here today. It's at 3505. So that's pretty much it for me, but if there's anything else I can help you out with, or any questions you have, please don't hesitate to contact me, and thank you very much for your time.